Even a convicted killer is entitled to a death without torture, but what if something goes wrong? Does the family of a poorly executed man have grounds to sue the state for their anguish? Arkansas Public Media's Bobby Ampazon looked into the question ahead of the planned executions and says the answer is not likely.
We're seeking, yes.
It's funny. On any other week, the big trial in Little Rock would be the wrongful death lawsuit by Sylvia Perkins against former police officer Josh Hastings and the city. Hastings, in the course of duty, shot and killed Perkins' 15-year-old son. Now Perkins wants compensatory and punitive damages, and she can do that. But what if the state executes a man next week and something goes terribly wrong?
No, the state has sovereign immunity.
That's Jeff Rosenzweig, a lawyer for several of the men set to die. So, if not the state, what about individual actors? Law professor Terrence Kane.
And the only other alternative would be to sue the individual persons who participate in the execution in their individual capacities, but then those persons would be immune under a doctrine called qualified immunity.
Here's Rosenzweig again, this time really being prodded by this reporter. What if...
They said the medicine didn't work, and so a prison person took out a knife and slit the person's throat and killed them. Obviously, that would be, that would be...
That would be improper, right. Certainly grounds for criminal action, if not a tort claim, but... Otherwise, there's not much of a body of state execution claims ex post facto. But a lawsuit arising from a botched execution is a very real possibility. In 2014, Oklahoma used the very same three-drug lethal injection that Arkansas plans to use on a man named Clayton Lockett. I want to be clear, Lockett was a bad guy. He was already a repeat offender when he was convicted of kidnapping, beating, raping, sodomizing, and murdering a woman. But while the Supreme Court has not ruled definitively that an execution has to be completely painless, it can't be torture. The language Chief Justice John Roberts used in 2008 is that it can't be, quote, objectively intolerable. By all witness accounts, Lockett's death seemed anguished. He writhed and convulsed and gasped for air. It took 3/4 of an hour before he had a heart attack. And afterward, his brother filed a lawsuit. Tiffany Murphy is now a professor at the University of Arkansas School of Law, but for many years she defended condemned men.
The transition to lethal injection was supposed to be a painless death, but now we're finding that it's actually not.
The Lockett lawsuit, as sympathetic as she is, it's...
complicated. In theory, it would be a wrongful death action, but the problem with that is he was convicted and sentenced to death. So it's not a wrongful death. I guess the issue is it a Eighth Amendment cruel and unusual? The problem is the person who actually has that constitutional right is the person who's executed.
The U.S. Supreme Court to date has been pretty clear on capital punishment. It is constitutional. It must be proportional, so like rape is no longer a capital offense. It does not have to be completely painless. Hanging and electrocution have never been ruled impermissible. Anyway, the Lockett lawsuit was dismissed on an early motion. It never really got much consideration. Little Rock City Attorney Tom Carpenter, who, before he defended the government, defended death row inmates, here's what he has to say.
If it's like one of the guys in one of the first death cases in the country that the U.S. Supreme Court took back in the 70s and, you know, raped the woman over several days and then chopped her up into little pieces and took her out different places... where's the sympathy for that person suffering a little bit?
In Little Rock, I'm Bobby Ampazon, Arkansas Public Media.
Support for Arkansas Public Media comes from the Delta Dental of Arkansas Foundation, founding sponsor of the Arkansas Mission of Mercy Free Dental Clinic, held in Jonesboro on April 28th and 29th. Learn more about the clinic and volunteering at arkansasmissionofmercy.org.